Durango 98. I bought for a dollar from Jake.
Durango 98, 98.1 KZE. This is the Up and Running Morning Show, and joining us now live in the studio is our friend, and well, he's been hanging out in the Hudson Valley for a couple of days, so he's almost our neighbor, Mike Viola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So great to have you here.
Yeah, it's really fun to be here.
So we just played a couple of your greatest hits, The American Egypt, the title track from that great album from 2018. And a little while back, we played a song that you're playing guitar on and you produced, Ryan Adams' self-titled album that came out a couple of years back. And you've done a whole bunch of things as a musician and a producer. What's been your favorite attribute to the musical landscape?
Favorite attribute?
Yeah.
Well, I love to write tunes. I love writing songs, and it's always fun to hear those songs, whether it's me singing them or somebody else. It's always fun to hear them out in the world, making people happy or pissing people off.
That's the basis of writing songs.
Yeah.
You won an Academy Award?
No, I didn't win an Academy Award, but I'll take one.
Well, you came close. And that's good enough. You and the musician Adam Schlesinger from Fountains of Wayne co-produced the title track for Tom Hanks' 1996 movie, That Thing You Do.
Yeah.
And you received an Oscar nomination. Well, you should have won, but still, what a great thrill. Were you at the Oscars?
You know, I was invited to play the Oscars, but I was an angry young man at the time, and I was like, I don't want to play the Oscars.
You said, I ain't doing it?
And my label, my manager, everyone was just like, what? Come on, dude. And so they did, like, they got dancers to dance to the song instead, and I thought it was pretty great.
I bet.
I didn't want to do that.
Well, tonight you're playing at the Bearsville Theater.
Yeah.
And you play quite often with the Candy Butchers, which is your band.
Yeah, I used to play with them. We don't really play all that much anymore, but I play with a rock band, but it's usually just under my name. Mm. Yeah, I'm playing like at the Mercury Lounge in New York next year, and I get around. I tour with that band.
So tonight, though,
yeah,
it's just Mike Viola.
Yeah, it's solo, and which is cool because you can just take requests or just kind of play what you're feeling off the cuff, and
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really good.
Now tell us about Frank Bango. Apparently he's been here recently and you're shacked up with him.
Yeah, well, he's letting me stay at his house, and I kind of want to just not leave. I kind of want to be that guy. It's a beautiful old it used to be a blacksmith shop in High Falls. Cool. yeah, so it's cool.
And you've been writing...
But Frank's also a great singer-songwriter. Yeah. He's got a... Truth Fox is his latest album.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, definitely worth checking out. I checked it out yesterday.
And what have you been up to? Do you have any new music?
I put out a record last year called The Rock of Boston, and one the year before that called Paul McCarthy. I put out a record pretty much every year. Yes, that's Paul McCarthy. featuring a song, Bill Viola. So yeah, that's my world. But I have a new album in the that I'm making. It's written. I'm going to start recording it when I get back to LA.
Cool.
After this tour, yeah. I've been trying a lot of new songs out live, which is cool, and kind of getting a feedback from the audience and seeing which ones work.
And you censor that yourself, because playing solo is hard work.
Yeah, and I got to say, I played a song that was completely not finished the other night, and it's, I don't think it's that good, but people really loved it.
Huh.
You know what I mean? And so that it's encouraged me. Okay, I got to tighten that guy up. So,
cool.
Yeah, it's fun.
Well, recently you've been doing some work with Andrew Bird and Madison Cunningham, Panic at the Disco, J.S. Ondara, and Andrew Bird and Jimbo Mathis, the album These 13, which is super cool.
Yeah.
Semisonic, you've done some work with them as well and written some music with Dan Wilson.
Yep.
And Mandy Moore, Watkins Family Hour as well,
yeah,
which is super cool. What a great record, brother, sister. And yeah, you're featured as songwriter and musician producer.
Yeah, that is a really great record. If you haven't heard that record, it's pretty awesome.
And we love J.S. Ondara.
Oh, cool.
And you've done a lot of work with him as well.
Great, great.
Which is super cool. And Shania Twain.
Played guitar.
How cool.
I play guitar. It's like, me? You want me to play guitar?
Were you in the same studio?
No.
Different figures. But how unfortunate, because you would have lit up her world.
Are you kidding me? Oh, yeah. Goodness.
Well, that's cool. Did she had that work? You did tracks for her and sent them?
No. I went to the studio. I was on tour, and then I got this text out of the blue, like, oh, would you be into playing guitar on the Shania Twain record? And I asked, the first question I asked is like, yeah, will she be there? and I just showed up at the studio, and it was, there was a lot going on the track, but I was just like, mute everything. Let me hear her voice, the drums and the bass. That's how I did my thing.
Cool.
It was cool. Yeah.
Who has been some of the favorite people you've worked with and actually got to be with?
Honestly, there, Brendan Urie from Panic at the Disco, we've become very, very close friends. Cool. I'm bowled over by his talent, and just by, he's a great person. Mm. So yeah, I had no idea I'd be walking into that when I was invited to work with him. And, we haven't stopped making music together since we met.
Super
and
cool.
It was really funny, 'cause I was playing in Connecticut at a small club a couple nights ago. It was Saturday night. Today? Monday?
That's
Tuesday. A couple nights ago. And while I was doing that, he was in Las Vegas headlining the When We Were Young festival, and we were texting each other. I would love to see you play. He's like, I would trade position, spots for anything or something like that. I don't know.
Sure. 80,000 for a couple of hundred or so.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
Well, Mike, it's a pleasure to have you here. And tonight you're playing at the Bearsville Theater solo, and you got a guitar resting on your lap. I encourage you to play a tune.
Okay.
I don't have any requests.
I can do it. I'll play a song that I put out, I guess, in September or so.
What's it called?
Oh, it's called Nightbirds. Last night she had trouble sleeping, fighting off a feeling she could not describe. While her chest was caving in, the world was going off outside. They ask her, what's the matter? You look worried, but how could she not? So much to decide. Still her restless body trembles. This is not the place to hide. What a world, what a world to grow up in. What a world, what a world to be young woman. What a world. What a world to grow up in. What a world, what a world to be a young woman. She rallies, gets herself all ready, makes it to the party like she said she would. How everybody else looks happy, suddenly she don't feel so good. Shaking outside in the dark, alone on the front yard, trying not to cry. Sad eyes watching from the sidelines. This is not the place to hide. What a world, what a world to grow up in. What a world, what a world to be a young woman. What a world, what a world to grow up in. What a world, what a world to be a young woman. Nightbirds sing outside a window, singing. There's so much out there to discover, but one day just leads to another. So let's be careful with each other. All we'll ever have is now. What a world. What a world to grow up in. What a world, what a world to be a young woman.
Beautiful. Mike Viola, live, 98.1 KZE. What a great song, Mike.
Thank you.
That's really beautiful. Thanks. Tonight, Mike Viola is playing at Bearsville Theater in Woodstock. You can visit bearsvilletheater.com and get further information and tickets. Frank Bango is opening the show. And, Mike, I have to ask about... you played a little while back, and well, now it's coming on like 15 or 16 years ago with our friend and neighbor, Rachel Yamagata.
Oh, yeah.
How'd that go?
Oh, I love Rachel.
Yeah.
That was another one of those things where I was like invited to write some songs with her. And it's like, sure, where is she? She's up in Woodstock. I'm like, that sounds great. And I went, and we, again, we just...
Did you hang here in Woodstock?
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I stayed with her for like a couple of weeks. We wrote so many songs. Mm. It was so fun.
Super
a bunch
cool.
of them have landed on her records, and we had one song that was a number one song in Australia.
Mm.
Somebody else sang it. I think it was like an American Idol winner or something.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But we were like, cha-ching. But it's a great song called You Won't Let Me.
Oh, cool.
Which is off one of her records.
She yeah, it's off yet. Chesapeake.
Oh, my God.
It's, we that's we a, play Deal Breaker here a lot.
Oh, really?
A couple other tunes.
Yeah,
from
I wrote
the album.
That one with her.
Yeah, it's a yeah. great song. Great album.
Thank you.
In general.
Yeah, John Alasia produced that. That's,
yeah.
That's a fantastic record.
Now, I have to ask you about this. The song, I'm Going Back There Someday.
Oh, yeah.
It's off the Muppets Green album.
Yes.
Which Muppets did you get to work with?
I didn't actually work with the Muppet. You know, I ended up, they did a Muppet movie. That, you know, they remade it a couple of years back. Well, it must be 10 years now. And I was in the, I was like the guy for a little while.
Cool.
And I wrote a bunch of Muppet songs. And I went to Disney and they're like, and there was like, yeah, you can, if you want, you can, it almost gave me an office.
Whoa.
And they were going to put a piano in there. And it was like, and then I did, the director was friends with the guys from Flight of the Conchords.
Oh, cool.
And I knew that. And I was like, hey, why aren't you getting your friends to do this? And he's like, well, you know, we really love your songs, blah, blah, blah. And then sure shooting. Like, you know, a month later or so into the job, they're like, yeah, we're going to go with those guys. So I was out of a job.
I need some inspiration, though. Can you bring Frank Oz in? Well, that's super cool. Mike Viola today on 98.1 KZE. You got another one in you?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah.
What you got?
Okay, I'll play a song off of my latest record.
Cool.
It's called, the record's called The Rock of Boston. Actually, it's called Rock of Boston.
Okay.
No the. That doesn't matter. Sorry. And this song's called Bonanza.
Mike Viola, live, 98.1 KZE. See him tonight, Bearsville Theater.
She's a blur. She is everything at once. A candle burning brighter than the sun at the top of her lungs under cellophane. She hums, trying to explain in song how the sleepless nights destroy. But all of those old cowboys from up on the silver screen, TV 38, and all of that old lane sign flickers in black and white down at the foot of a bed in silence. She's a blur. She's pink ribbons in the sky. The leaves are turning burnt oranges in line in the back of her mind in the foster home. She fled where the monster won't stay dead on the sleepless nights. He returns, but all of those old protect her on TV 38, and all of that old lane sign flickers in black and white down at the foot of a bed in silence.
Mike Viola, 98.1 KZE. Great song. Another great song. Don't miss Mike playing tonight at the Bearsville Theater in Woodstock. BearsvilleTheater.com. Mike, some pretty deep songs. When it comes to inspiration, where do you draw it from?
My family. Really? You know, that one's about my mom. The one really? I played before is an amalgamation of like my oldest daughter and her teenage, you know, posse of girls going through the worst time of life, adolescence. So I draw from people around me. In fact, you've inspired me. I'll probably, you know, kick up a tune about this, you know. You never know.
Cool.
It's about what's around me. I grab from what I experience.
Well, we appreciate you being here. We appreciate your insight to your songwriting and, well, the insight to some of your songs. So thanks for being here. Thanks for enlightening us this morning with some great live music.
Thanks.
Nothing is better.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's a real pleasure. Mike Viola, tonight, Bearsville Theater in Woodstock, bearsvilletheater.com. Mike, what's the best way people can keep tabs on you? Maybe social media?
Yes, that, but for sure, you know, I'm on all the stuff, but also mikeviola.com. There's a mailing list, and I don't send out too many emails, but just when I'm playing and when I have new music coming out.
Cool. Well, keep up the good work. And
thank you.
You are also going to roll into being a guest DJ with the Midday Man from 10 to 11.
That's right.
So that's cool. Right. So we'll flip your hat around and you'll get ready for some rocking good time with Adam. It's always a fun experience here at 98.1 KZE. I've been away for a couple of days and nothing is better than being with my colleagues and you, Mike Viola.
Yeah,
thank
man.
You. For joining us.
Thank you so much.
Look forward to having you back in the near future. You're always welcome.
Great.
Have a great time with Adam and throw him a couple of doozies.
Yeah, cool. Will do.
All right. It's the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. We'll be back with music after this.
Operator, well, could you help me, please?
The son of Jim Croce, A.J. Croce.